Nearly a quarter of the teacher positions in Arizona's K-12 schools remain unfilled, and teacher pay remains a significant concern, even as Governor Ducey's 20 by 2020 plan is being implemented. Teachers also carry an enormous responsibility when it comes to educating, and in many cases, caring for our kids in the course of a school day. Carol Basile, dean of the Fulton Teachers College at ASU, wrote a column in the Arizona Republic over the weekend addressing how to potentially improve outcomes for both teachers and students. Phil Boas, the newspaper's editorial page director, is with me to talk about that in this weekly segment where we discuss current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. So, Phil, let's begin with Carol Basile's column and what it was attempting to point out in a general sense.
The column is really about an experiment going on at ASU. They are in the process and have been for the last couple of years in redesigning the public school, an audacious thing. But the public school, if you look at it, and this is something she points to, has some real systemic problems. And one of them is what a lot of people call the opportunity or achievement gap. You have this continuing gulf between low-income students, kids coming from poverty, and kids from middle-class homes. Big difference in outcomes and how they do in school. And we haven't really been able to close that. We've seen troubled neighborhood schools have not been able to, they've risen a bit, but they have not been able to close the gap with the middle class schools. The other problem we've seen is teachers. A lot of people go into teaching and then they don't stay there. They get burned out quickly. And something that Carol Basile pointed to was that we have our public schools are sort of like assembly lines, and they tend to do that to people. They don't challenge them in the way they might, and the first day teaching can look a lot like the 3,000th day teaching.
That really struck me as well. And one thing that I think our expectations for teachers are very high, which makes sense. It's a very important position. But another point she makes is that we're asking, she has this long list of things that we expect our teachers to do, even as they're underpaid, even as they don't know exactly, they don't have time to really pinpoint or focus on what each individual student needs. That's a real challenge right now, too.
Right. And we were at a meeting in which she spoke, and we invited her to write after that. But she was outlining just all of the dysfunction and trauma that so many of these students come to school with, just a long, long list of the kind of problems that teachers have to deal with. And not every teacher is equipped to deal with all of that. Some of that takes real specialization. And I think that's what she's getting at and what the school is getting at, is that teaching sort of has to take kind of the same turn that medicine has and turn to personalization, begin tailoring education more to the student instead of doing this assembly line, same thing for all.
From reading it, I thought it was interesting too, and maybe this is a method they're trying at the teacher's college, is having teams where you don't expect everything from every teacher. Certain teacher has an expertise, not even in a subject matter, but just in a way or an experience level. And you have teachers sort of working together to do what's best for the students, as opposed to putting all the pressure on one teacher in one classroom.
Right. So as a teacher in this new design, you're not going to be stuck in a single classroom with the same kids day after day after day. The classroom walls are coming down. All of the teachers are going to be collaborating as a team. They're going to know all of these students, and they're each going to have their own specialties, you know, areas where they're skilled, where they can help certain kinds of students. And then those students can cross classrooms to get the kind of help they need from the teacher whose skills might be in that wheelhouse and might be able to deliver that. It's very similar to what the Mayo Clinic does. The Mayo Clinic puts together a team of doctors that bring different expertise to look at a single patient and to help that person.
So what else did she say about what the actual teachers college is doing and what ASU has done and is trying to do?
One of the ingenious parts of this is that it's not just serving the student, but it is creating an environment that is really fulfilling and enriching for the teacher themselves. So teachers who are leaving the field, you know, we have a quarter of the jobs are still unfilled in Arizona. We have a huge problem, and we've been trying to address it for several years now, but there's still this shortage that we've had in Exodus. This would try to address that by making teaching a much more exciting, fulfilling field for people and create longevity, you know, to make it a place where people will want to serve for a long time.
And is there a thought that that could begin a trend?
I think it is a key word, and it is a key word over at ASU and something that Michael Crow embraces, and that's sustainability. Can we create systems that work and are so effective that, you know, the outcomes of students are very strong and the desire of teachers to stay there and feel fulfilled in what they're doing is very strong, and that continues, and there's no end to it. It keeps going.
So. Well, that brings up the final question, which is, we're already talking about funding in different ways, whether they can be ballot measures, but can there be pinpoint funding that the legislature, the governor, should be doing for this sort of thing?
That's a good question, and that would be something that they would have to decide and lay out. But one of the things I've noticed about Crow and a lot of the people he hires, they don't wait for the state. You know, there are problems to solve, and we're going to get around whatever the funding barriers are to get to that. I am sure they would like to see more money. They've been cut off from the legislature a good deal. So, you know, certainly the universities need more funding, and we've always supported that. But they also, you cannot let that stop you just because, you know, state government isn't stepping up with the funds to do it. You keep going, and that's what Crow has done.
Phil Boas is editorial page director for the Arizona Republic.